name is Jade. And so we'll be sharing about the Manila trip. On November 20th to 26th, our team of eight headed to Manila to once again partner with Metro Manila. Metro brings Sunday school to children living in various neighborhoods in Manila, including some of the poorest in the city. Although it's called Sidewalk Sunday School, they actually run their program every single day, Tuesday to Saturday while we were there. We did a lot of different things. So firstly, we spent mornings wrapping gifts for all the children who attended Sidewalk. We were supposed to wrap 7,000 of them, but we didn't really reach that. So then the kids all get to have individually wrapped gifts. That makes them feel extra special. And we went with the Metro staff to train their local partner churches in how to run Sidewalk Sunday School and in general leadership skills. We also prayed for the whole Metro staff team, and we went with the staff to do home visits. And of course, we took part in the Sidewalk Sunday School. While the program is all done by the staff in Tagalog, we helped with the setup, handing out tickets, playing with the kids, dressing up as characters, and just being with them during the whole session. We just really want to say thank you to everyone who gave so generously to us and to the Noah's Ark kids during a giveathon and lemonade stand. We really brought tears to the director's eyes when we told her we had raised $37,000 US for a new truck. This is the truck we're actually replacing. It's been, I think, 16 or 19 years old. Thank you for everyone who also prayed for us before and during the trip. We really couldn't have done it without you. And now I'm just going to share a little bit about my takeaway. I must admit that coming to the decision of joining Manila's mission trip to begin with is not really because I had a burning passion for the Philippines, nor was it because I knew a lot about this organization and wanted to take part in it. Honestly, I just felt like I was kind of stuck for too long in my own little bubble that I forgot why I chose medicine in the first place, and I wanted to take a break from work to realign my perspectives. So yeah, more for selfish reasons, really. Maybe this is always because I've had a notion that short-term missions are much more of a burden to the people than help, and going on short-term missions, we always gain a lot more than they do coming back. But actually, I realized I was really wrong. This trip truly taught me that short-term missions is not futile. The purpose of being there unfolded as the week passed, and both parties gained so much. We got to minister to the staff in ways we didn't think it was possible. The staff were super eager to get ministered to, and it makes me wonder how much they lack support in their own spiritual journeys throughout the year. The relationships we got to build, even in just a span of 1 week, created a bond between us, and I'm so happy that we got to be those empty vessels that brought refreshments to their spirits in a way only God could have done. It is evident that God has its purpose and plans, and he will use you if you're willing to be used in ways you can't even expect. We just have to surrender, trust, and obey. During our time in Manila, we got to experience just a little bit of what the staff does day in, day out for the kids they serve. It was truly an honor to witness the amount of physical, mental, and spiritual endurance each Sidewalk staff endures. To give you an idea, every night after the day ended, our team would debrief and we would be rolling out our legs with this massage roller stick that I brought with us to Manila because our legs were so sore. But yet, this is what they do every single day and still maintains their burning passion and desires to work for God's kingdom is really inspiring. That after a super long and packed day, they can still end it with smiles and tell you it's so worth it. It really made me reflect on my own attitude towards what I do and how I react when things get tough and exhausting. There's so much I want to share about this trip, but I know that time is limited, so I'll just choose one that truly stuck with me the most. Metro World Child was actually founded by Pastor Bill Wilson, who has a mission to see leaders, teachers, and pastors raised up out of the streets of the cities of worldwide so that, in turn, they will minister to the next generation. Pastor Bill himself actually became a Christian because he was left on the streets by his mother, and one man decided to approach him and invite him to church. Someone believed in him, someone encouraged him to walk with Christ, and now he's the founder and pastor to an organization that brings the gospel to millions of children worldwide. Then in Manila, we got to hear the stories of when Metro began there, and to the point of how many of the staff and members now actually have grown up attending Metro themselves. The labor perhaps didn't produce immediate fruit, but now all those kids are growing up and pouring back to the next generation. To see a vision and a mission truly coming to life in front of your very eyes is truly mind-blowing. that the perseverance, the labor, and the time invested is not in vain, yet it brought so much fruit. One amazing staff member shared with me her testimony. She was a child from a family of nine children, and they lived in poverty. And one day, Metro came to her area. She attended simply because there was food provided, yet she did not realize that God's word was being instilled in her. As she attended faithfully for the food every week, one day she felt that God had touched her heart and as they sang in worship. She decided that day that she was going to take God seriously and wanted to build a relationship with him. Mind you, she was only 7 or 8 years old. As some of you may know, Metro has a child sponsorship program, and soon after that, she made a decision to follow Christ. She was attending Metro no longer for the food, but for God. And soon after, a visitor just like us who went to visit Metro spotted her during a sidewalk Sunday school session and decided to sponsor her. From that day onwards, she got groceries for her family, and she told me that she was in so much awe that for the first time, they were no longer hungry. And the sponsor also decided to fund her education. She got to go to school, and now she has a bachelor's of education and is faithfully serving for Metro Sidewalk Sunday School. Her passion burns so brightly every session because she was a living testimony of how impactful this organization is. And now she is loved so deeply by so many of the children she ministers to, who too will hopefully one day also be raised up as a faithful servant in God's kingdom. There goes a saying, you can't change the world, but you can make a world of a difference to someone. Her testimony powerfully depicted how the ministry can truly turn someone's life around completely. So I guess I'll end with this question. How can we step up to be that one person to make a world of a difference to someone else's life, who you will know in turn make a world of a difference to many other lives around them? The answer is just start off with going.
Hi, I'm Deborah. So last month, our team of eight headed to Manila to once again partner with our partner, Metro Manila. Metro brings Sunday school to the children living in various neighborhoods, including some of the poorest. Although it's called Sidewalk Sunday School, they actually run the program every day from Tuesday to Saturday. While we were there, we spent mornings wrapping gifts for all the children. They serve like 7,000 of them. We also went with Metro staff to train the local partner churches in how to run Sidewalk Sunday School and also general leadership skills. We prayed for the whole Metro staff there, and we went to do home visits with them. And of course, we took part in Sidewalk Sunday School. While the program is all done in Tagalog by the staff there, we didn't speak any Tagalog. So we helped with the setup, we handed out tickets, we played with the kids, and just spent time with them, really. We also played as their characters. The theme of that week was Luigi, and so this is Princess Peach. So, and yeah, I just spend time with the kids and hang out with them during the sessions. So I just want to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to everyone who gave generously, and also to the Noah's Ark kids who help out with the give-a-thon and also the lemonade stand. We brought tears to the directors when we told them that we've raised $37,000 for their new truck. So this is the yellow truck that you see, and it turns sideways into a stage where we drove it around in neighborhoods to do theaters with them. And yeah, thank you for everyone who prayed for us during and the trip and before the trip. So by way of background, Metro has been in Manila for over 15 years. Many of the workers and volunteers actually grew up attending Metro, and now they are pouring back into the next generation. On the last day, at the last site of Sidewalk Sunday School, we were asked to pray for the younger staffers who've been with Metro for a long period of time. And when I prayed, I got a strong sense that God really wants to release the gift of the pastoral to the younger staff to tend his sheep. They may not be pastors yet, but I see that God is doing something really special in and through them. I feel like God is saying, instead of relying on outside help, that gospel is going to be spread through in and within the country by its own people. You know, it's all about ownership. And if you take the course Helping Without Hurting, you will learn that one of the reasons why foreign aids fail, it's because there's no ownership. People just see it as a Western idea that comes and go. But I can really testify that with Metro's model, that God is literally raising up a generation of children to do his kingdom work. And that's why it's sustainable and it's been here for such a long time. So Metro is actually my third mission trip with SP. I wasn't expecting anything new, to be honest, because I feel like I've kind of seen it all. But I realized that Metro is special in its own way because we didn't go there to just do what we have to do. It's very much relational. Beyond blessing the children, we had a very clear mandate to bless the staff there. Actually, I was very shocked by their hunger for prayer. They kept saying how good the previous team was when they were there to pray for them, how it was so prophetic, how it really spoke to them. And actually, deep inside, I fear a little that I would not live up to the expectation. But during the process, I felt like God spoke to me that it's really not so much about how correct we have to be or how prophetic we had to be, but the staff is really looking for comfort, healing, and strength that only God himself can accomplish. And it made me really think that ministry takes place at church all the time. You know, we have ministry time at house church, here, after service, and you know, sometimes we experience 1/10 of the hardship that the Metro staff go through, and we come into church demanding for prayer and attention. Not saying it's bad, because ministry is necessary, but it just makes me wonder, is it even more so necessary for the missionaries out there who are working the field? And I just think, yeah, for missionaries like Metro staff who doing what they do that's so physically draining and mentally challenging, that I hope SP is not their only source of comfort and encouragement. And I hope that more help will come their way. I also wonder, like, as a church, as a body, are we doing enough to cater for our own missionaries? I sit at the mission council to type minutes, so I know we can do a lot more as church. So I guess I'll just end with this. I don't know, what's your selection criteria for a mission trip? Is it location? Is it comfort? How many annual leaves you're willing to sacrifice? But in case of Metro, I would really say that the need is the call. You don't need a burning passion to go pray for someone who is in desperate need of prayer, right? You don't need a burning passion for Philippines to go out and pray. You can live with cold shower for a week if you want to visit children who are living in graveyards who have no running water. It's my sincere prayer that God will open your eyes to the needs of the mission field and show you what actions you can take. If you want more information about Metro or mission in general, you can come talk to me after service or our leaders, Janice and Ashley, and we're happy to talk. Thank you so much, church.
So I'll be sharing about our Manila trip. So about 2 weeks ago, a team of 8 headed to Manila to once again partner with Metro Manila. And for those of you who don't know, Metro brings Sunday school to children in various neighborhoods in Manila, including some of the poorest in the city. And although it's called Sidewalk Sunday School, they actually run this program every day during the week and not Sundays. So while we were there, we spent mornings wrapping Christmas gifts for all the children who attend Sidewalk. And this year, it was a miracle in that all the children got to receive gifts, so not just through a raffle. So there were actually 7,000 gifts to wrap. We did not finish wrapping all those, but we tried. And we went with the Metro staff to help train their local partner churches in how to run Sidewalk Sunday School and also in general leadership skills. We got the chance to prophetically pray for the entire Metro staff. And that was actually a request of theirs, because when we were coming, they said, oh, the praying church is coming. We want to be prayed for. We went with staff to do home visits. And of course, we took part in Sidewalk Sunday School. So the program is all run by the staff in Tagalog. So we just did what we could to help, like set up the truck. We handed out tickets. We played with the kids. We dressed up as characters. The theme that week was Super Mario Brothers. So Sam was the perfect Mario, and Winnie was Princess Peach. And we just spent time with the kids while we were there. I first just want to say thank you to everyone who generously gave when we were raising support, you know, especially with the Noah's Ark partnership, the collaboration. This service actually raised more in the lemonade stand than the first two services combined. So thank you. And yeah, we brought tears to the director's eyes when we told them that we had raised the $37,000 USD for a new truck. So this is a truck that we'll be replacing. This is about like 15, 16 years old, so it's much needed. So thank you. And also just thank you for praying for us before and during the trip. It was very much needed. So this is my second year leading this metro trip, and you know, of course, I thought then I knew what to expect. It was a great trip last year, but it was a very spiritually, emotionally, mentally draining, challenging, stretching trip. And so I expected it to be the same this year. And during our training meetings, you know, I'd really like drill into the team like, it's going to be this hard. You've been prepared for this, and you have to sacrifice this. And, you know, and they're like, oh, my gosh, like, do we still want to go? And, you know, personally, I also had a lot going on before the trip. And the night before we left, I lay in bed, and I actually said, God, I'm not sure how I'm going to survive this week. I am at the end of me. And I think that's when God said, good, now let's go. And from the moment we arrived and they put us in a different room from last year, I knew that I just had to let go and just follow whatever God wanted to do during the week. You know, because in the end, all God is really asking for is an empty vessel willing to be used by him. And thankfully, we had 8 of those on this trip. And in the end, we got to experience all these unexpected surprises from God, including you know, while we were talking, while wrapping gifts, a staff member happened to be wrapping with us, and we were just casually talking with each other, and one of our team members shared a healing testimony, and it just so happened that that Metro staff member had a similar ailment, and later on, she got to ask one of our team members to pray for her for healing. And as a team, we just really felt that our mission on this trip was to bless the staff. You know, oftentimes with organizations like Metro, outside people come in and they focus on, you know, the children who are so cute and in so much need, but they often don't look at the workers, then they neglect the workers. You know, but these are also people that God loves, and, you know, they deserve care and support as well. And really, like, the Metro staff, they are such and it's inspiration. Like, they go out every day, they drive 2 to 4 hours every day, no AC, breathing in car fumes, and when they arrive on site, they have to run a high-energy children's program. And this program is executed flawlessly every time. And if it's not, they debrief, they talk about how to make it better, and then they do it again in the next site. And on Saturdays, which is the big sidewalk day, they visit 3 to 4 sites. That's like 12 hours. And when they return, they still joyfully go and clean up the truck so that it's ready for next week. And, you know, these people, it's because when they said yes to God, they meant it. And there's a weight to their yes because it was followed with an unwavering commitment. And it was such a good reminder to all of us because, you know, God's work requires that kind of perseverance. Last year, one of the most difficult sites for us was when we went to the North Cemetery, where families lived, you know, in the graveyard and, you know, slept above, like, on top of graves. And, you know, the kids there, they were rowdy, disengaged, some were quite violent. And when we went this time, the atmosphere was so different. Like, the kids were so excited when we arrived, helped set up, and they listened so intently to what was being shared with them. And, you know, we felt that there's a similar shift in other sites as well. And so it was just really a privilege to be able to see just a glimpse of the fruit of their extensive labor. You know, but God doesn't focus on just work or fruit, right? He's in the business of people. And this trip really showed me the extent of God's love for his people and the open invitation he gives to all of us to partner with him. You know, God loves the children of Manila, so much so that he sent every single member of that Metro staff to go out to Manila and to tirelessly go out to them every week to share the gospel and to tell them that God loves them and to give them hope. And God loves the Metro staff so much so that he sent a church in Hong Kong first to generously give to provide a much needed piece of equipment. And secondly, to send, you know, this small group to go out that specific week to offer, to just refresh them through prayer and fellowship. And, you know, God loves this team so much so that he provided a great and large group of intercessors who read all our long daily posts and updates and cheered us on from a distance. And it goes on and on and on from there. And, you know, isn't that what missions is all about anyways? It's about God's love for his people and for his open invitation for us to partner with him in making that love known. And I hope when trips are announced next year, your decision boils down to that very simple fact, and that you can be those empty vessels, allowing God to show you new ways to give and receive his love. So if any part of you wants to say yes in any way today, please come talk to me. Don't worry, I will not sign you up for a trip, but what I will do is I will remind you next year when the dates of all the trips are announced, and we can consider it a bit of accountability between a sister and her church. So thank you very much.